What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the podcast, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun. Either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. If you find yourself enjoying the podcast, make sure to subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, maybe you could drop a review and maybe you can share it with a friend who also might be interested in the things that we have to say here on Dig Straight Down. That would be perfect. Let's spread the word and get more people listening. All right, guys, this is a Thursday episode, and you know what that means. We are going to have a 100% Q&A episode today. So let's get started here with this question that I asked you guys a few episodes ago. What are some features in Minecraft that could be turned into ominous events? Now, ominous events is something that has been newly introduced in the Tricky Trials update that's coming up fairly soon. The way that these works is essentially you get an ominous bottle from a pillager captain. You drink this bottle, you can trigger certain events in the world, ominous events in the world. One of these is the village raids. Now the raids have been taken from something that just happens sort of automatically to, first of all, you have to drink this bottle and then you go into the village and there's an effect that happens. I forget exactly what it's called, but you have a little bit of a buffer time to go and get rid of the effect before the actual raid happens. So that's one of the ominous events. The other ominous event happens in the new structure, the trial chambers. You could go through the trial chambers in a normal experience without drinking a ominous bottle and get decent rewards out of it, or you could drink the ominous bottle, and for a limited amount of time, the spawners and the vaults in that bottle become, or in that chamber become ominous. It becomes more of a challenge and the reward is greater. In fact, that is the only way you can obtain the new mace weapon in this upcoming update. So, ominous events, there's a lot of potential in Minecraft for new features to come to the game through these events. And I wanted to see what you guys thought other features in the game could be changed by ominous events. So Jasper says woodland mansions, and I think that would be a pretty cool idea too. Maybe if you attack a woodland mansion with the ominous effect, then it has a chance to generate or spawn the illusioner mob, something that exists only in Minecraft and can only be summoned through commands, does not generate naturally in the world, but is a really cool mob nonetheless. Willie the Warden suggests the Wither Battle. And maybe for us on Java, that would be a great idea, but for Bedrock, it's still quite a challenge. I don't know if it needs to be any harder than it actually is. Quinn has an interesting idea, saying duplicating a laze. Now, that's not something that usually you would think of as needing to be challenging or difficult or maybe even dangerous. But my idea here is that if you have the ominous effect and you duplicate an allay, maybe the allay that comes out of the other allay, the duplicate, is actually a vex and not an allay. And maybe that is how the evokers or whoever is creating vexes is actually creating them, is by duplicating allays with the ominous effect. That's kind of an interesting lore suggestion there as well. Leo says, desert temples. Maybe if you drink an ominous bottle inside the temple, it becomes alive, and you could get an achievement called It's Alive. I don't know how you would have a living structure in Minecraft, but that is a fascinating idea. James J. says, the Ender Dragon fight. It could be used to make it tougher and to activate the fight. Now, there's an idea as well. In my current series on an upcoming end update that I'm creating on my own, the idea is that after you've defeated the Ender Dragon and you respawn it again, it just gradually gets harder and harder the more you respawn the dragon. But here's an alternate idea of attacking the dragon with the ominous effect, maybe making the dragon harder to fight. Maybe it heals faster, maybe it has more health, maybe it flies faster. Or it just gives you a better reward. That's something to think about as well. Debog says probably in cities and maybe normal spawners, since both are a bit boring when you find a lot of them. Now, that's a cool idea, having ominous effect affecting normal monster spawners. I like that idea a lot. Those things are generally really good for farms only, especially the skeleton spawner. But what if you could spawn an ominous spawner farm an ominous spawner and get the better loot out of it? I'm not sure how exactly that would work, but that's an interesting idea. And in cities as well, an interesting idea. I like Dog says, Woodland Mansion, this could spawn things like Ravengers. Or Ravagers, and maybe a new boss. Pro says the dragon fight and the raid. Bad Bird says looting an end city. Quacky says if you enter a village with the ominous effect while it's night, a zombie attack starts instead of being in a village at a full moon. So that's interesting. I do think that there is a feature in Minecraft that not a lot of people know about, where there's basically zombie raids on villages. I'm not sure how common this happens. Quacky seems to think it's connected to the phase of the moon. I'm not quite sure about that. But there are these things where basically the zombies will, you know, spawn in larger numbers and gang up on villages. I'm not sure if it's still a feature, but at least at one point it was. But that's a cool idea. Maybe instead of it being a pillager raid, it's an apocalyptic zombie raid, and you have to fight off hordes of the undead. That would be really, really cool. Connor says the wither fight, it needs to be harder on Bedrock. Okay, so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Bedrock players find it easy and they need it to be harder. That's surprising to me. CTK says in cities and ocean monuments. Now, the ocean monument one there is an interesting idea. Having the ocean monument be more challenging, maybe with a better reward. I'm thinking maybe something to make the trident a better thing. You know how I'm always thinking about the trident? That might be a possibility. Jackie says maybe strongholds, because it's a maze and you could replace the silverfish spawner with an enderman one. Ooh, that's something I didn't think about, is the strongholds being affected by ominous effect. I like that a lot. I think the stronghold, there's a lot of missed opportunity there in the stronghold, because we always tend to focus on the portal room, but there's a lot of other stuff going on in the stronghold that just seems to be untapped potential. Maybe this could be a way to get players to engage with the entire structure a little bit more. HT says in ships, there's no loot if you don't have an ominous event, and it moves away from you when you have an ominous event and turns into the flying event and levitation potions go towards you. Okay, so something to change the in ships a little bit. I don't know how exactly Minecraft would do a moving structure. I don't think that would be something very easily done, but I would like to see the in ships be a little bit more challenging. I actually have an idea for that in a future Wednesday episode I'll be talking about. Silas says, if you have an ominous effect and you enter an above ground structure in the overworld, a zombie horde will spawn near to you. Now, again, with the zombie horde, I love this idea a lot. Zombies are not a challenging mob to fight, but in large numbers, not only can they be challenging, but they could also be very fun to engage with. Of course, it's kind of a fantasy of a lot of people to just have a horde of zombies and then just a sword to swing them at. Like that's kind of a fun idea, just this just melt through a zombie horde scenario where you have the power to defeat them, but there's enough there to keep you engaged and be kind of challenging. I think Minecraft could do this very well, to have some sort of event trigger where hundreds of zombies, if maybe not hundreds, but waves upon waves of zombies spawn all around you, and you just have to fight them and fight them and fight them until they're all gone. It's one of those things where it's just cannon fodder for you to just melt through with your sword or your axe. I just love that idea a lot, and I think that there's a lot of potential there in Minecraft, especially because Minecraft, I mean, in my opinion, it is an apocalyptic undead game, and that's not something that's explored very often in the game. It's something that's sort of an afterthought, sort of just in the background as a backdrop. But I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for this to come to the foreground and be a larger theme of the game, this sort of undead apocalyptic aspect of it. And I feel like that should be something that we see in future updates, hopefully. Kraken says pillager outposts and ocean monuments could spawn ominous variants of mobs and would give you better loot. Now, something I just thought about is the ominous, when it comes to the lore of the game, is the ominous effect supposed to be somehow connected to the Illager faction? Is this only to be seen as connected to the Illagers, or can this apply to other mobs? Now, I know in Trial Chambers that it is applied to other mobs who come out of the ominous spawners. Obviously, we have things like the Bogged, we have things like spiders, and we have things like the zombies that are affected by the ominous effect. But the lore question here, the lore implication here, is that maybe the Trial Chambers are somehow connected to the Illagers. Maybe the Illagers created the Trial Chambers a long, long time ago. And that way, because the ominous bottles come from the Pillager Captains. So there seems to be a connection there. I'm just not sure exactly what this means for the lore of Minecraft. I just think that's something to explore, definitely. Anselm says, maybe in the Nether Fortress, spawning the wildfire from the past mob vote, it could be a big boss fight. Now, there's an idea that I could 100% get behind. Now, the wildfire is a cool mob from the very, very first mob vote that ever happened in Minecraft. It unfortunately lost to the Phantom, but it is something that has captured the imaginations of Minecrafters ever since. I believe that it appears in Minecraft Dungeons, one of the DLCs that have something to do with the Nether, but it is one of those mobs that look really, really cool and are obviously a sort of updated version of the Blaze mob. I could see this having something to do with the ominous effect. Maybe, you go into a Nether Fortress with an ominous effect, and it starts to spawn blaze wildfires. I think that that would be amazing, and maybe wildfires could drop something really, really cool as well. Maybe a new type of shield. Maybe you use one of those big planks, essentially, that they're carrying around as a shield. I think that would be really, really cool. Finally, Torben here says, maybe weather events in specific biomes, like a desert tornado during a storm in a desert. Maybe you have to find something in the desert during a sandstorm with huge tornadoes throwing mobs around. Now, here's something that's really cool, connecting an ominous effect to a weather pattern. Maybe having ominous thunderstorms or something like that. I love this idea. This would go into sort of random generation as well, because you can't really predict when a thunderstorm is happening. But if you get lucky and there's a thunderstorm and you are able to get an ominous bottle and get the ominous effect, you could change it into a ominous thunderstorm, and somehow that gives you an opportunity that you would not have otherwise. That would make thunderstorms even more valuable than even tridents make it, because of the channeling enchantment. I feel like that would be really, really cool, kind of giving a little bit more relevancy to thunderstorms. Well, guys, thank you so much for these great ideas. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do so on the Discord. I have the link in the show notes. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment, and it is a great place to also chat with other listeners of the podcast, talk about Minecraft, and whatever you want to, especially the One Block Challenge. The One Block Challenge is a weekly challenge that I do here on the podcast, that's something that a lot of people even like to collaborate on and come up with ideas together on. This past challenge has already ended. Yesterday was the last day to send me your idea for the challenge, where the theme was the day-night cycle. But if you haven't been able to get me your idea in, don't worry, you can go ahead and get a head start on next week's challenge. The theme for next week's challenge is simply to update an existing block. All of the details are going to be in the description below if you need a refresher. And so go ahead and get started on that. I cannot wait to see what you have to say there. All right, guys, that'll bring us to the end of this episode. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.